Now, there's nothing unusual about being combative when you preach the gospel. And that's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was preaching the gospel there in Jerusalem to all kinds of enemies and to friends. And whenever you preach the gospel, you will do combat. You will fight against all the forces of hell trying to keep people deaf and silent. You will do combat because you want to bring the word of God to bear upon people's consciences. So they'll feel their guilt and want to fall on their faces before Jesus Christ. And you remember what the preaching of the gospel always does when it's faithfully preached. Paul said it's a savor of life unto life and a savor of death unto death. That is, when the gospel's faithfully preached, like Jesus is doing it here, those who hear it and believe it are going to experience life. But when you preach the gospel like Jesus is preaching it here, those who are hostile to it will become even more hostile and more violent in their opposition. So that's what we're seeing going on here. Jesus is preaching. Many people are believing his message. The Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, and the like are becoming more and more violent, seeking to kill him, to stone him, to get rid of him. They can't stand what he's saying. They will not believe it. They don't have the ears to believe it. And so there's a great division taking place in Jerusalem.